Standard Oil, John D. Rockefeller, Steel Belt, M.A. Hammond, World Class Healthcare,
flummoxed us and gave the Browns the 1 hour and 15 minute timeout 2 minutes into the game on Saturday night.
You know, while I was watching the game, and I heard a statistic that they typically have not canceled games. You think about it, for that entire season, they rarely ever cancel a football game.
There's too many advertising dollars tied up in them, to be honest. But, yeah, I was there for that one. We're getting psyched. It's the opening drive, and all of a sudden, literally, I mean, I think it was before the third minute even hit, but they delayed the game for an hour and 15 minutes. That was the end of my Saturday night. Wipe me out. But, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Capitalist Cleveland. The crisis is over. This is a production of North Coast Entrepreneurs and is brought to you by Cleveland Syrup, Northeast Ohio's premier sugar and sweetener distributor. Our titan of industry this week is going to be Miss Rebecca Morgan from Fulgham Consulting Works. You're going to hear her later in the program. I am Don Larson, your host. Jeff Cheney sitting back to me. Jeff, are you getting any sleep these days?
No.
That new baby.
Sleep is overrated, Don.
Sleep is overrated, and the new baby is dominating your life. I'm hearing it. Unfortunately, I do have bad news. Irv Katz is not manning the phones or checking the emails today. He got a phone call from a customer, and he's got to go off and do business for his own little company and try and put food on the table there. So where can you get a good volunteer these days who, you know, puts the nonprofit ahead of their own little business? I guess we're looking in the wrong place, eh? Leo is our engineer extraordinaire. The telephone number here is 216-578-1300, and the email address is success at capitalistcleveland.com. Don't forget about the profit statement. That's our weekly e-flyer. Comes out to you, give you news on what's going on in town and what's going to be on the show. You can sign up for it at www.capitalistcleveland.com. Come out to the website and make sure you check out Barb's blog there. She's a really good freelance writer, you know. Jeff, talk to me. What happened in the markets last week?
Hey, Don. This new segment's brought to you by our friends over at Market Avenue Wine Bar. The Dow closed yesterday at 10,634. Last week, the Dow was up 42 points or 0.4%.
Okay. Nice little tick in the up direction.
Yes, it is. NASDAQ closed yesterday at 2,167. The NASDAQ closed last week down 21 points or 1%.
Well, you got to take the good with the bad. The markets can't be up every day.
That's right. That's right. The S&P 500 closed yesterday at 1233, and last week the S&P was up 4 points or roughly 0.3%.
Okay, so 2 out of 3, I'll take it.
That's right. Let's keep that going this week. Let's hopefully, you know, 3 for 3 this week.
3 for 3 this week, absolutely. So, who were the 5 best performing companies, public companies, I should say, in Cleveland last week, Jeff?
Number one was RTI International Metals, up 9.6%. Their year-to-date, Don, is up 73%.
Yowza.
Let's go back to January
1. Yeah. No forward-looking statements. Please don't go buy any stocks today, based upon what we said happened yesterday. But any of you who can get back to January, these are some really good picks.
And number two is Morgan's Foods.
I can't even begin to guess, Jeff. Morgan's Food has been on the list like every other week since January.
Yeah,
what did they do this time?
Up 8.9%.
Okay.
So they are their year-to-date is up a respectable 400%.
Unbelievable.
400%.
400% for Morgan's Foods.
Yeah, they've been the fast food industry.
They're obviously seriously turning around all their operations, which just phenomenal what they've been able to get done.
And number three was Lesko Inc., up 6%. Number four was Alaris, up 5%, and their year-to-date's up 40%, which is still an incredible number.
Oh, yeah, poor Alaris. They're only up 40% year-to-date. Boy, I bet their CEO is just so unhappy with the, you know, not bad guys.
No, 40%.
There are a couple people above you that have got, you know, absolutely stratospheric numbers. But don't think that that's the bar by any stretch of the imagination.
No, number five was CBiz, up 5%.
Okay. So tell me, which one of these guys is the Cleveland Spotlight Company of the Week?
You know, we're going to take a look at RTI International Metals. They're over in Niles, Ohio. RTI International Metals hopes manufacturers that seek a lightweight yet tougher-than-nails material will have titanium on their cranium.
Oh, boy, that was a tongue-twister, Jeff. What are you trying to say?
Through its subsidiaries, the company operates in two segments, titanium products and metals fabrication and distribution.
Okay, titanium products, cheap, little, inexpensive, run-of-the-mill, you know, I don't think so.
You know, not nuts and bolts, Don.
Well, you can get titanium nuts and bolts.
Yeah,
but,
you can.
But it's for a pretty exotic application.
Yeah, some of their segments that are in, they make bulkheads, tail sections, and wing supports for airplanes.
Aircraft components. Now, that's something this week's Industry Titan knows a little bit about, is aircraft components.
Yes, she does.
Okay, but we'll get into that in a little bit. We're running ahead here.
Their 2004 sales were $214 million. Their sales growth was 4.4% in 04, and their net income last year was a negative $2.9 million.
Ooh, that's unfortunate.
But they've got 1,100 employees or so.
That's a respectable number of people there.
Yeah, it is.
So tell me, why was the stock up almost 10% last week?
Well, they recently announced their second quarter net income of $10.6 million, compared to a net income of $400,000 in 04.
Okay, so jump net income. Okay, we're talking
net income.
Okay, we're down here. We're truly bottom line here, baby.
Bottom line, second quarter up 2,500% over last year.
Four. Okay, I think that explains why the analysts went, I think this one's a buy.
Yeah, I mean, last year they lost $2.9 million, and just this last quarter they made $10.6 million. So
obviously doing something right. Would love to find out if that was due to internal restructuring. Is that a good sales effort? I wonder what they did there.
You know, it did not.
So that I could do it too.
First, we got to get to $214 million.
Yeah, that's true. It helps to have that heavy 9 and 10 figure range of income to be able to do something like that. So, hey, what are some of the other good stories we're following from last week?
Hey, Don, K&D Group of Willoughby is preparing to purchase the 23-story downtown Reserve Square apartment complex. The deal is estimated to be worth $38 million. K&D is currently building the Stone Ridge lofts in the Warehouse District, and they also are building condos in the Flats.
It sounds like that's a group that's really committed to making something happen downtown.
Yeah, they are.
$38 million.
That's a big big risk.
Absolutely.
Big chance. So,
I love all the residential stuff they're putting in. I mean, get the people in the city. As soon as you have people then do other things. They make all the other stuff happen. Forget about all the other incentive programs and, you know, how do we make this happen and how do we make that happen. Get the people there, then keep the government out of it, and, you know, the entrepreneurs and the business leaders will grow everything else.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get off the soapbox. Okay.
Thanks, Don.
And Jeff, take your foot out of my shin. I got kicked under the table here. This is his segment. Go.
And Taurus Management Solutions of Westlake has acquired Genesis, a company in Toronto that provides policy administration services to life insurance companies. The terms of this deal were not disclosed.
Okay, so they bought a Canadian guy.
Yeah. Hopefully they're bringing it here.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some cost structure advantages to here versus Toronto.
Yeah.
That's an expensive city to live in, let me tell you.
Yeah, Cleveland is probably 50 or 60% of what it costs to live in Toronto.
Oh, gotta be. I mean, it's a great town. I mean, Toronto's a fun place, but really steep. So what else is in the news, man?
Don, Resilience Capital Partners of Cleveland bought Enterprises of Akron out of Chapter 11 last week.
Okay, and actually that's Resilience Capital, their managing partner, Steve Rosen. He's going to be on the show in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Really?
Okay, I don't have the dates in front of me, but absolutely. We've done some pre-talking to him, and he's definitely going to be here. So you just gave us our second or third question when he gets it. So what have you done with Air Enterprises in the last 5 weeks? That will be one of the key questions.
Hey, Don, former titan of industry Dan Moore completed the purchase of a 65-acre property on Cleveland's east side that he hopes will bring up to 200 manufacturing jobs back to the area.
Okay, now that's interesting, because when he was in here, I asked him about what else he had in the works, and he's like, he's hemming and hawing here on the radio show going, well, I can't really tell you right now, but I'll have to drop a call into him later today and see if we can get him to come back and talk about this. 200 manufacturing jobs on the side?
200 manufacturing jobs. And the property is located at 17,000 St. Clair Avenue. And it has three buildings with a combined total of 758,000 square feet of space. And the first tenant will be
758,000. That's 750,000 square feet.
That's right.
That's bigger than my house.
Wow.
Yeah, by a lot.
That's one heck of a house, Dad.
Okay, that's bigger than every house on the block times, probably 10 blocks around me. That's a phenomenal amount of room there. I hope, knowing the business guy that Dan Moore is, I mean, he's got something planned, because you don't just arbitrarily and willy-nilly fill 750,000 square feet of manufacturing space.
It could be their corporate center, too, and he may move all of his businesses down there. I mean, their first tenant will be Team Wendy that he talked about, which is the maker of foam liners for helmets and pads. And also they were talking about making the, for something for the Humvees, too. In Iraq that they were doing something with lightweight bulletproof protection.
Okay. I don't remember him talking about armor for the Humvees, but definitely the whole helmet business. I know he's big into there. He's selling a lot of stuff to the Army and the DOD. Yeah. But he's got to have other plans there. That's a lot of space.
Yeah. So let's see if we can get him on the phone. Developers Diversified, Don, of Cleveland and Macquarie DDR Trust are paying $396 million to buy the buildings housing 36 open and operating Mervyn's department stores.
Retail. There's a segment I know almost nothing about.
I tend to agree with you there. Either do I.
I don't know the industry, and I hate to shop. Am I a stereotype or what?
They obviously know their real estate market. So.
That's so crucial. That's one thing we can say about the retail side and a lot of things. Remember when we had Rick Sandoval in? Obviously in the restaurant business, not the same as retail consumer goods, but similar concept there. When we were talking about the success of the business was all keyed into how he bought the real estate to begin with.
Right.
If he didn't do the right deal on the real estate when he was getting up and rolling, that you can forget it.
Well, and how many restaurants actually buy the property? I'd like to see that percentage. Probably pretty small.
But, managing his overhead costs, he knew was crucial before he ever got to, getting one customer in there.
That Mattel Steel, Don, will restart the C6 blast furnace on the east bank of the Cuyahoga River on August 23rd. And the steel industry is dead, right, Don? I don't think so.
Not at all, baby. We go back to 2001, they're thinking, steel will never be built in this town again. I don't think so.
I mean, number one, RTI International Metals, was started the number one, public performing company in Cleveland, and they're in steel. They're not steel.
Well, it's metals business. I mean, titanium is certainly a little more exotic and more expensive, but, folks who use titanium have probably got steel in their product someplace.
Yes.
Actually, I'm hearing that music in my ear. Jeff tells me that we're sneaking up on our first break here. Everybody, we're going to be gone for about 2 minutes. We get back, we're going to introduce this week's Industry Titan. Stay with us.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom. 216-589-9779 and ask for Raquel.
Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? How do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight, 440-610-3683.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the program. This is Capitalist Cleveland, broadcasting here on 1300 AM WERE. I am Don Larson, your host, and at this point, I am pleased to introduce this week's industry titan. We have Miss Rebecca Morgan with us, the owner and founder of Fulcrum Consulting Works. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Pleased to have you with us. Rebecca is an expert on, dare I say, on everything to do with manufacturing and operations.
No, I wouldn't say that.
All right, I've already overstepped my bounds. I'm early in the program here. But actually, for those of you who were in the early, listened to the early segment of the show, actually, that the talk through the two-minute break was all about that three-quarters of a million square foot building out on the east side that Dan Moore just bought. And we're like, geez, what would the consultants say about that one? But let's focus on you. First off, tell the audience very quickly a little bit about your background and what your company does.
Okay, I've got about 15 years in manufacturing prior to starting my my consulting company 15 years ago. And what my business is working with manufacturing.
Hey, we got to stop you. That can't be right. 15 years in manufacturing, yeah. 15 years in the business. That means you got your first job when you were 5 years old.
Four.
Four. Okay.
I'm not as old as I look.
Okay.
What I do is work with manufacturing companies to help them figure out how to strategically set their operations to profitably meet the market reliably. What operations is supposed to do is help meet the needs of the marketplace. That's their job. And I try to help make sure that we are set up strategically to do that in a profitable way.
Oh, I like that focus on a profitable way instead of letting just operations run wild and the product will be on the loading dock at some point in time to ship out.
You know, a lot of companies have a business plan and they have a marketing plan, and then they kind of say, okay, guys, go do it.
and lo and behold, where did all the money go?
Yeah, that's right.
real easy to see how that one happened. Step back in time for me a little bit here. Obviously, you just gave us a little framing there on, you know, 15 years of industry experience, but did you always want to own your business? I mean, was there some sort of eureka moment here? When did you get the bug to break out of the corporate mold, so to speak, and take that plunge, be the entrepreneur, and start building your own company?
I had no intention of owning my own business. It had never entered my mind. I worked for corporations when I got out of graduate school, and I had moved around the country a bit. And when I was in my last job, which was I had worked for TRW, and they had divested a huge chunk of the company, and I was in one of those chunks. I worked for the company and decided it's just not what I wanted to do, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, so I had taken some time off to contemplate my future, so to speak.
Your own little personal sabbatical.
I was well paid in my career, and that was a nice thing because it afforded me the opportunity to take time off and decide what I wanted to do. And I'd been off sitting by the pool for a few days when a friend of mine called and said, since you're not doing anything important...
This is not important, huh?
Yeah, I thought contemplating my future was very important. She saw it as doing nothing. She asked me if I wanted to go help one of her clients. She was an outplacement, and she had somebody who was looking at reselling MRP software packages, and he needed someone who could install them if he sold one.
Okay, big three-letter acronym, MRP, help the audience here real fast.
Manufacturing Resource Planning. It helps plan. It helps manufacturers figure out what raw materials they need when and when to schedule what products so that it shows up magically at the shipping dock at the right time.
Okay, one of those things. I can see the connection very quickly there. Of course, you know, your operations background and the software
right.
package that supposedly tells the ops guys how to do it.
That's the theory.
Hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the theory.
And it is a very loose theory at that. If anybody else there has any MRP experience,
that's right. So my experience with consulting had been not real positive, let's say. So I didn't think that consultants were a very big deal. So I didn't want to be a consultant, but I said I would go help her out. And when I got out to my first assignment, I discovered that I could be a good consultant and they could be value-added. And it was just amazingly eye-opening for me. And I was thrilled with the concept that I could do this and I didn't have to go back to the drudgery of the corporate world of going to one staff meeting after another and solving the same problem, or not solving it, but talking about the same problem week after week after week. So that's how I came to the conclusion to start my own business. I just flat fell into it. There was no career plan that laid out and said, this is what I'm going to do. I just flat fell into it.
So good fortune to happen to be sitting by the pool when the phone rang.
Yeah. That's,
now, if that's not an incentive to get out of the office and get to the pool and get the phone
number. Right. And don't forget your glass of iced tea. I think that was critical to the whole thing.
It was a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just one of those fortuitous things. You never were going to know where something like that hit. So obviously, though, there you really didn't have your own business at that point, though. Because there was this other guy who's out, you know, selling the systems, and you were kind of backfilling in and making it work there. There must have been some transition there from you're the consultant for somebody else to creating Fulcrum Consulting Works.
Yeah, it was my own business in that I subcontracted to him, and he brought in the work, and he handed it off to me, and I delivered the service. I knew quickly that I didn't want to install MRP systems for a living. That took me about 24 hours to figure out. But I did find out that I wanted to be a consultant, and I spent those first 2 years. He probably sent me 90% of my work, and I stumbled across 10% on my own. And
it's nice to have 90% of the sales channel just appear in front of you.
Well, and again, luckily, I didn't need to bring in a lot of revenue because I had a nice kitty set aside from my prior employment. So it gave me a chance to figure out how to establish a business. How do you bring in sales? What are the ethical issues that you need to face as a consultant? So there were a lot of issues that I needed to resolve so that I could establish my own business. Then during that two-year period, I developed in my own mind a consulting model, and I decided I wanted to bring in partners. So the company that I created after that first 2 years was MCE Incorporated, Morgan Consulting Enterprises, Inc. And I brought in four other people, so there were five of us. There was an organizational development person. There was a computer person, a robotics and metallurgist. So there were a total of five of us, and the fifth one was an expert in healthcare costs, because I thought that is the cost that most manufacturers have no control over. They don't know what to do with it. And at the time...
Oh, that's just brutal. What it does to medium and small, even large businesses,
is
just terrible.
I mean, it was, to me, it was a very good consulting model for manufacturers. But what I didn't realize was it wasn't a good model for me personally, because I work better in autonomy delivering services. That's what I want to do. I don't want to run a consulting business.
Dare I say that with that mix of people, it sounded real talented. You just went back and were starting to recreate the large business enterprise you were trying to get away from.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Okay. There's the music. We're cutting away to traffic. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with this week's Industry Titan, everybody.
Good morning. We do have our first accident of the morning. This report brought to you by Advil on 77 North. Got a wreck on the left shoulder between Pleasant Valley there and the traffic backed up to Wallings. You're also slow on 77 North from Harvard to 490. 480 eastbound, slowing as you get to the Valley View Bridge to Warrensville. Also heavy on 271 North from Broadway to Rockside. Checking I-94, you're headed north. You're slow from I-71 to East 9th, also 71 North. From West 25th to the Inner Belt Bridge at slow and off the highway. An accident on East 75th in Woodland. This report is brought to you by Advil. Arthritis pain? Doctors recommend Advil. No over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain. Advil. Fast, strong, trusted. I'm Francine Kay for 1300 WERE People Power.
For WERE's Metro Traffic Updates, listen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. WERE's Metro Traffic Reports.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom. 216-589-9779 and ask for Raquel.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? how do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight, 440-610-3683.
For hair that fits your life, you'll love JCPenney Salon's uniquely personalized three-step approach. First, we consult. What look are you looking for? How much time do you have? Based on what you want and need, we'll create your cut and color. Then, we'll show you how to style it yourself, so you get hair that works for you every day. Your life, your hair. JCPenney Salon. Call today, 800-542-5565 for locations. And right now, new clients only get $10 off salon services totaling $30 or more. Offer valid before tax, after discounts, limited time only.
Small Business Trends, a website where one click does the trick. There are 23 million small businesses in the U.S. They are dynamic and constantly changing. Track the latest trends in the small business market. Go over to our website, smbtrends.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and visit often to stay up to date. In the words of Donald Trump, if you're able to hit a trend early, you'll make much more money. Visit Small Business Trends at smbtrends.com.
Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
WERE Cleveland.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Capitalist Cleveland. The program is brought to you by Cleveland Syrup, and this week's industry titan is Miss Rebecca Morgan, the owner and founder of Fulcrum Consulting Work. And the industry titan is brought to you by Boundless Flight, Cleveland's premier Java and software development firm. Miss Morgan, in the last section, we were talking about your breakout of you'd worked for some of the stellar companies in industry. Purdue, TRW, you'd taken your sabbatical and started up a firm, sort of Morgan Consulting Enterprises, but that turned out to be not quite what you wanted to do. Talk to me about the transition from being the president over at MCE and creating Fulcrum Consulting Works, which is what you've been doing basically for the last 15 years, and now you've really found your sweet spot and niche.
Well, I built the Morgan Consulting Enterprises, and we were together for 5 years. It took me a while to figure out that I really needed to be by myself again. So I gave my partners about 6 months' notice that I wanted to disentangle myself from our partnership, and we needed to do it in a way that no clients were hurt in any way. And my partners...
Don't burn your bridges out there.
Well, right. And my partners are very good friends of mine to this day. We're very ethical and professional people, and so we established a way to do that. So the only thing that the partners, that the clients were impacted by is a change in accounts payable. They started writing checks to a different company other than MCE, and we had a very smooth transition. And so my company name just changed to Fulcrum Consulting Works, Inc., January 1st, 1997. So I've had my consulting business for 15 years, but it's gone through three names. That was the change, and again, my partners and I are still good friends. They each are in consulting business. We just don't do it together now.
Did the rest of them stay together as a group, by the way?
No, they all decided to go on their own, and they're all doing very, very well. Some of them, one of them lives in Florida now. Some are still here, but it just turns out that we all do better separately than we do together.
Trying to recreate the corporate structure from which you left was not the way to go, but I can see how that would happen pretty easily.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the reach of the company now. Very stable business practices. I mean, obviously, you've got some stellar clients out there. But where are you really taking it next? Northeast Ohio is your home base here. What are you looking at doing nationwide?
Well, I'm in the process of taking my business nationally now. I have been the operations expert for Inc. magazine's online version, Inc.com, for over a year now. I've been written up and have written articles for many trade journals. I've been interviewed by Fortune, Industry Week, and a lot of the major publications. And I'm in the process of leveraging that to take my business nationally. I want to be in a position where it doesn't matter where I live, that I've got a business that goes on regardless. I intend to stay in Cleveland, but if
Amen to that, right, Jeff?
That's right.
That's right. But if I move to San Antonio or want to...
Well,
how about if I want to spend a winter in San
Antonio? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we can't argue with that logic.
I want to be able to have my business stay solidly wherever I am. So it makes sense for me to be able to establish beachheads in various manufacturing towns. So let's say Boston's got a strong manufacturing base. I want to be able to go into Boston and be able to have several clients there.
Okay, now in the pre-production meeting, this is one of the great topics I loved going over. Everybody always says, oh, we've got to grow, we've got to expand, we're going to be nationwide, we're going to be global. You've actually got a strategy here for implementing this, and you put some nice little criteria together. How are you starting the framework at expanding the business across the country?
What I'm doing is identifying cities or towns where there's, because I'm a one-person business, travel time and efficiency of travel is important to me being there. So I'm looking at how I can deliver services using technology so I don't need to be there, but I'm also looking at how I can get there. Because from a capacity standpoint, it's important that I not waste a lot of my capacity in non-value-added time.
Non-billable, non-revenue generating.
Well, and non-billable time, the way I price is not related to time. I price based on value added. So the time that I spend is not a function of billable or non-billable time, but it's a function of am I adding value. So I need to be in a position to be adding value whenever I can be.
Not a lot of value added when you're sitting on an airplane and transferring in the airport. You need to be on the client site. Get those experienced eyes, seeing it, what's going on.
That's right. I need to be efficient at what I'm doing. So I'm strategically identifying which areas of the country. I don't want to shotgun the country. That doesn't make sense. So I need to identify areas that have good air connections in and out. I need to identify technologies that I can utilize, not only video teleconferencing and things like that, but perhaps I can use some video streaming so that I can go to a site, see their manufacturing, and then do many parts of the ongoing consulting by using video streaming or teleconferencing or other ways to communicate with them and reduce the amount of travel back and forth that I need to do to support them.
At the risk of giving a shameless plug to one of our former guests, I understand that you've done a little bit of talk with none other than Mr. Andy Birrell. Because
oh, yeah.
He's also, I guess, he's in this very same mode, too, about expanding his very different business than yours. It's
right.
Obviously, it's that magical sales channel, the growth consulting side. So Andy's been of some assistance on this.
Andy and I are of assistance to each other on this because Andy and I have businesses that complement each other very well. I don't go in and help companies whack heads. You don't need my kind of help to do that. If what you want to do is lay off people, go lay them off. What I do is help companies. Andy goes in and helps them grow. What I help them do is leverage their resources so they can grow without adding additional resources. So our businesses are very complementary, and in fact, we've helped.
Do a lot more
together.
With less, yes.
Yeah, he's going to help them grow their sales, which doesn't do any good if you trip over your operations and can't deliver it. I go in and help you leverage your resources so that you can grow. That doesn't do you any good if you don't know how to increase your sales. So our businesses are very complementary.
Rebecca, you said you're a one-man band. Or one-woman band?
Yeah, a one-person band.
One-person band. Do you outsource all other functions of the business? You know, accounting?
Yes. I have outsourced many, many things. And again, not to refer to Andy completely on this whole thing, but I firmly believe on best and highest use. So I outsource. I have a CPA who does all those kinds of things because I don't want to know about tax law. I'd much rather
write it's such
that
an
check.
Interesting subject. In fact, just this morning I pulled out, you know, the U.S. tax code and was reading to my 4-year-old. And, you know, amen to that.
I outsource all my computer work. I outsource much of my administrative work. I outsource tax. I outsource media. I outsource all kinds of things. So my first probably $50,000 to $60,000 a year in revenue is going to pay people to handle things so that I can do what I do best. I also invest a lot of time and money every year in improving myself. I go to a lot of high-quality conferences because if I don't invest in myself to get better, why should I expect companies to pay me?
And, you know, I think that's a very, very significant point you've just gone over here. Never mind that you're the one-woman, one-person consulting firm and you just don't have a whole lot of time to spend on these other things. They're non-valued activities from the perspective of what your customers are getting. You know, how either excellent, screwed up, or totally, you know, ratty your personal accounting systems may be inside is utterly irrelevant to how good of an operations plan you're going to put for them out on the shop floor. You know, you could have world-class accounting at Fulcrum Consulting Works. That doesn't help your customers. There's no reason for you to be wrapped up in those things, and that's one of the things I really like to hear about there is, folks, concentrate on what's good for your customers and then outsource the rest to the people who are good at that.
Well, and I talk to my clients continuously about value-added and eliminate non-value-added. So I eliminate non-value-added in my own. I don't send invoices to clients unless they insist on it, because to me an invoice is a complete non-value-added piece of paper.
Okay.
It's a non-value-added concept. They know how much they owe me. Send me a check. It's as simple as that.
I like that concept.
I think I need to start employing this more in a lot of ways in my life.
Don, you owe me $5,000.
Okay, let me go through. I'm not going to do a triple check on the inbound on that side. But, yeah, absolutely. I've never heard of that one before, being able to be that lean and mean, that you don't even need to send the invoice in and the customer still pays you, though.
Well, a lot of companies, I mean, if you look at a lot of the automotive companies, they've eliminated a lot of this paperwork. I mean, and accounting is an area that's ripe for that. If we look at accounting from a traditional standpoint, they're looking at, okay, on the dock when we receive things, we have a receiving report, we have a copy of the PO, and we need to match all this, and we send it up to accounting, and we pay people to sit there and match all these pieces of paper. And the reality is there's a PO somewhere in the system or a contract that says we pay a dollar for every widget we receive. What a lot of the large manufacturing automotive companies have gone to is they say, we just built a car. We know that the car has four tires on it. Therefore, we must have bought four tires. So pay the guy for four tires. Why do I need all this other stuff? We have a contract that says we pay tires for whatever, $50 a piece. Pay the guy for four tires. There's no reason to do all these intermediate transactions.
That's pretty simple and elegant to know that if the vehicles rolled out the door, they must have had the parts on them.
Right. So when we eliminate a lot of the non-value-added, it gets pretty simple.
And just so that this doesn't sound like a totally esoteric point to folks out there in the audience, though, you know, can you put a dollar value on an example like that? Because I know I've heard some about what it costs a major firm like GM or something to run a purchase order all the way through. It's pretty staggering what the numbers can be associated with some of these items.
I've heard the cost of processing a purchase order, not the value of the thing you're buying with the purchase order, but just the cost of processing a purchase order for many companies is $150 to $200. And that's the cost of the paperwork transaction and the time it takes to do all the matching. And a lot of that is just even if you're only doing electronic matching and you've already gotten rid of the paperwork. So that's just the overhead involved.
Wow.
So I don't want this to sound like, you know, some totally academic conversation. I mean, there's you multiply, you know, $150 to $200 times every order, and this is just one small segment of the customer's operations in which you'd be able to work at. Plus, you just took this out of your own system.
Right. Yeah, I try to eliminate as much non-value-added work out of my own life as I can. It's basically the benefit of being lazy.
That is such a good point. If you hate working, only do the things that are going to make you some cash, and don't worry about the other ones. Let's keep marching along here. The companies, you're obviously growing your business, mm-hmm. good reach, even though I need, because you're not looking to add employees here and
no.
move yourself into that people management side. But the whole world of being an entrepreneur is not all roses. I mean, you certainly did it well here that you got the phone call by the pool drinking iced tea, which was the impetus into starting your own business, even though you hadn't planned on doing it.
You sound a bit envious.
Certainly, the image of being by the pool with an iced tea right now really isn't all that bad, but I'm enjoying this morning. Talk to us about some of the darker side, though. In pre-production, you'd mentioned not necessarily your worst day. But one of those unpleasant experiences of being on a client site and not necessarily being in the same, having the same perspective as the folks in front of you.
Yeah, I mentioned it's both my worst day and my best day because of the perspective it brings. I was working with a client on lean manufacturing and discussing 5S, which is a specific lean manufacturing tool that helps you get things organized. Most manufacturing plants, and I don't need to narrow it down to that, most companies have a lot of excess junk around, and I don't know what else to call it besides junk. There is stuff everywhere and too much of it, to the point that I've been in a lot of companies where they have found equipment they didn't even know they had because there's so much inventory and product around. So I was working with this one company explaining the basics of 5S, and one of the production workers raised his hand, and he said, "So how much are we paying you?" And I was a bit surprised, and I said, "I don't mind telling you, but I'll let your management answer that, but would you mind telling me why you ask?" And he said, "Because I think we ought to take however much we're paying you, and we ought to buy a pole barn."
Now,
I've been called a lot of things by my big brothers in my life, but I'd never been quite equated to a pole barn before. But it was really a function of, we saw the problem as too much junk and too much inventory. He saw the problem as not enough space. So the question of perspective is very important. If we don't see the problem the same way, we're never going to see the solution the same. So we need to step back and make sure that we do understand the problem. So while it was a little, I'm not even going to say embarrassing, it was very eye-opening to step back and see the situation from his eyes. And I think that's important in trying to help a company change. I've yet to have a business bring me in and pay me big bucks to leave things untouched. It's important for me and for all consultants to realize that we're paid to come in and change things. And when we're paid to come in and change things, we're not going to be the best friend of anybody.
Yeah. Real deliverables. Well, the music center here there tells me we've got another traffic report sneaking up on us. What's going on the roads?
We still do have that accident on 77 North on the left shoulder between Pleasant Valley and Rockside. The backup to Wallings, Independence Police handling that situation. 77 North now slowing you down from Harvard to 490. You're also pretty busy on 271 North from Broadway to Rockside. Traffic slow on I-90 headed north from the West 14th Street entrance. This report brought to you by Advil Arthritis Pain. Doctors recommend Advil. No over-the-counter pain reliever has been proven stronger or to last longer on tough pain. Advil, fast, strong, trusted. I'm Francine Kane on AM 1300 WERE.
For WERE's Metro Traffic Updates, listen from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. WERE's Metro Traffic Reports.
Dave Stack here, creator of PluggedInCleveland.com. PluggedInCleveland.com is a website for classifieds and events where anyone can view and post listings for free. PluggedInCleveland.com features over 70 events listed daily. Jobs, real estate listings, apartments, and other miscellaneous items for sale. Unlike other websites, PluggedInCleveland.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for. View and post your own events or classifieds for free on PluggedInCleveland.com.
Do you need to dramatically improve your supply chain performance? Learn how hundreds of companies around the globe are using Eventus Supplier Portal to make rapid improvements in customer service, inventory turns, and reduce procurement costs. Drive value, velocity, and visibility into your supply chain with the Eventus Supplier Portal. Look for the Eventus link at capitalistcleveland.com or contact our supply chain experts at 216-834-0117.
Jim Davis here with an invitation to join me weekdays from 1 to 3 and Tall Ted Halliman from 3 to 5 with your music. Brought to you by Ron Trzynski and the Original Mattress Factory. From Frank Sinatra to Elvis, Tony Bennett, the Beatles, Ray Charles, and that's just to name a few, we have a good time playing the songs you dance, romanced, and maybe even fell in love to. Your music, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., only on Cleveland's legendary 1300 AM, WERE.
Business gets more complicated every day, competition is everywhere, and your company needs information to negotiate with suppliers and serve your customers. Where do you get a local partner to integrate your business systems? How do you make accounting work with manufacturing? How do you really use the web to make your business more profitable? Boundless Flight is a Cleveland company that understands software and business. Look for the Boundless Flight link at capitalistcleveland.com or call 440-610-3683. We are your business software expert. Boundless Flight, 440-610-3683.
Would you cut your own hair? Would you operate on yourself? Then why would you try to manage your own computer networks instead of calling the professionals at Halcom? 216-589-9779. How much would it cost if your business lost all of its data? Do you hate dealing with spam, viruses, and spyware? Would you like to call a company that has actual people answering the phone? Would you like to deal with just one vendor to handle all of your computer and business network needs? If so, call the experts. Call Halcom, 216-589-9779, and ask for Raquel.
You're listening to People Power, 1300 AM WERE.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Capitalist Cleveland. The crisis is over. It's time to make some money, generate some wealth, and grow us. Let's empower the community here in Northeast Ohio. It is a gorgeous Tuesday morning, and our titan of industry this week is Miss Rebecca Morgan. She's the founder and owner of Fulcrum Consulting Works. And what is that in the background? We seem to be having some sort of technical issue. I hope the sound that's resonating through my ear set is
It sounds like a blower outside.
Great. Somebody
clearing the leaves.
Somebody tell them to stop the lawn work outside. I apologize both to our guest and to the listening audience out there for this. But Ms. Morgan, in the previous segment there, we were talking about your... Actually, let's stop right here. Let's do a shameless plug, actually. Small businesses, small manufacturing firms out there that want to hire you and know that they need to lean up their enterprises, how do they get a hold of you and put you to work?
Well, the easiest way is to just give me a call. My phone number is 216-486-9570. And if they'd like a little more information about the company before they make that call, my website is www.fulcrumcwi.com. That's FulcrumCWI.com.
And remember, she's going to make you do a whole lot more with a lot less resources. So if you're out there and you want to grow and you need to lean up your operations, Rebecca is definitely the way to go. Let's move along here. In the previous segment, you know, we covered one of your worst days, which was where the guy wanted to compare your services to a pole barn.
I want to know what kind of pole barn.
He preferred the pole barn, don't forget.
Preferred
that.
If that's not one of those things that kind of grounds you in reality to know that not everybody can be your friend, I don't know what else does. But how about one of your best days out there being a business owner?
I had the opportunity to work with a manufacturer that's in the inner city. Most of their employees have not graduated high school, and for most of them, English is the second language. And I was brought in to help put in lean manufacturing as much as we could. The goal was not lean manufacturing as much as it was safety, increase output, help the employees do a better job. There were a lot of problems there, and the belief of the top manager was that if lean manufacturing could help with those things, he was for it. If it wouldn't help with those things, he was not for it. I was able to work...
That's a respectable set of objectives, sure.
Yeah. So his commitment was not to lean. It was to making those kinds of things better. So I was able to work with these people. And, again, the commitment... I didn't go in there with lean the same way I would with a different kind of company. I worked with one of the supervisors, and she was... I talked to her about cell design, and when I talked to her about cell design is how you organize equipment differently so that putting together a widget is done from the beginning to the end in a very concentrated area instead of stretched out all over the factory. It's a way you lay out equipment. I gave her probably 5 to 10 minute explanation of cell design. She then took a piece of grid paper, if you remember from high school, the 8.5 by 11 paper with the grids marked out on it.
I'm not embarrassed. I used it in undergraduate still.
She took that and cut out pieces of equipment that were to scale and drew and used like paper doll cutouts and designed the cells herself. The next day when I came in, she had laid out cells for the equipment and had done a great job. We played with it a little bit, and then we laid out the factory for their three primary cells based on the cell design that she'd come up with. And she had done an incredible job. And then we came back and moved some of the packaging equipment from one side of the plant to the other based on some more work that she and I had done together. But she did most of the work. And they were able to reduce the work in process inventory to zero, increase their output, which increased the pay of everyone there. They were
able. That's got to make you very popular.
Yeah, well, it made them very popular because they saw what they could do. And, of course, everybody thought it wouldn't work initially.
They did not want a pole barn.
Yeah, they did not want a pole barn. They were very happy. It reduced injuries. It increased output. It reduced inventory problems. Mm-hmm. And at the end, the packaging equipment was at the end of the cell. So now they could see that their work was going into boxes that was going to the customer. And it just...
Oh, talk about aligning the workforce with the customer's needs, then that's huge.
Oh, it was tremendous. And this was a little inner city factory that it just made a tremendous difference in what they did and how they did it. And so it's so cool to see things like that happen.
That is really, really great. Hey, let's shift off of business for a moment here. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and I'm all for everybody out there. You know, hey, grow the business you're in. If you don't like the one you're in, go out and start your own, buy your own. Generate wealth. Let's do great things. But once you've generated wealth, how do we get to doing those great things? And let's talk a little bit about what you're doing outside of the business world, your philanthropic activities, and it's great that you're building this business along here. But most of us don't live to work. You know, you work in order to be able to live and do great things.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of professional associations which are related to work. I'm active in APIX, American Production Inventory Control Society. At the national level, I help write some of the certification exams, et cetera. I'm also involved in the Association for Manufacturing Excellence, AME. I'm on the board level. And those are things that help pass education along. They're in the professional vein, but they help. They're educational societies that help promote manufacturing and operations education. And I think education is something that's very, very important, and I want to promote it in any way I can. So I serve both of those organizations and invest a lot of my time serving those, certainly for no pay. A lot of headaches. No pay.
Have you ever considered doing some teaching?
I've taught at the university level when I was back in 1906 or whenever.
Oh, come on. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah, you're the one that's saying I was starting when I was 5 years old. No, I taught at university level when I first got out of graduate school, and I've done a lot of adult education at Cleveland State and other places, Lakeland College, etc. And I really enjoy teaching. I enjoy it a lot. So I teach certification classes, etc.
All right. Well, I'm hearing that sound in my ear. It sounds like we're sneaking away. We're just about to run over. I want to thank our guest for coming in today. Our titan of industry was Miss Rebecca Morgan, owner of Fulcrum Consulting Works, everybody. On next week's show, we're going to have Anthony Colon. He was the founder of Wholesale411.com. We actually have a successful .com story to tell you. So, hey, please join the web. Please visit the website later today. You'll be able to hear this program again. We're headed into the annals of business and broadcast history, everyone. It's been great. See you in a week. Bye.
Thank you for having tuned in to Capitalist Cleveland. This has been a production of North Coast Entrepreneurs, which is solely responsible for its content. I'm your host, Don Larson, joined here in the booth by Jeff Cheney. Irv Katz has been on the phone. Go forth, create wealth, and be free. The crisis is over.